The Marine Toys for Tots campaigns have kicked off all over the country to get ready for Christmas for families in need. I spoke with Margie, the coordinator of Toys for Tots Northwood County, and she explained Toys for Tots, the types of donations they take, deadlines, the distribution events, and more.
Toys for Tots is done by county. Mm-hmm. I'm Northwood County. Every county has their own program. We collect toys by county, and then we distribute them out to the kids in each of our, in all of our counties.
All right, excellent. And now Wood County or Northwood County has a lot of areas that people can drop toys off at. If people want to see that list, where can they go to find that?
So we do have a Facebook page that is Toys for Tots Northwood County, Wisconsin. I post everything on there. They also can go to the National Marine Toys for Tots website. Mm-hmm. There they would have to navigate, find a campaign, and then you click on Wisconsin, and then you click on Northwood County, and it would bring up all of our information on those pages, where we collect toys and the dates of our distribution and any other information that they would need to know.
All right, excellent. And now when it comes to, there are a few different dates for distribution, but when it comes to that distribution, is there anything in particular that families need to know if they're going to be coming to the distribution event?
Yes, so all of our applications are filled out the day of distribution, the day that they come to receive toys. We don't do any applications ahead of time. Everything gets filled out when they get there. They need to bring along a photo ID and a current piece of mail showing their current address so that we know that they are in the Northwood County area. They just need to have their children's birth dates, you know, ready, available for them. We don't need birth certificates or proof of it at all. They just need to have their children's birth dates available and ready, and simple information, address, phone number, who all lives in the household with them, is about all of the information they need on the application form.
Now, is there a deadline for the drop-off date for if people are going to be donating toys for the event?
Yes. So we take any new unwrapped toys. We do not want the toys wrapped because we do sort them according to age group and whatnot. So we do not want them wrapped. Mm-hmm. And we will be accepting toys through December 5th.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And then can you just remind people where they can go if they'd like to learn more about Toys for Tots or the distribution events or locations they can drop stuff off at?
The national Facebook or the national website of toysfortots.org, and then navigate to their county, to their specific county, or our Facebook page of Toys for Tots Northwood County, Wisconsin. For Marshfield, for our area, we have about 40 places in Marshfield that do have, that are drop-off points. We have a lot of places that you can drop off toys. So there's a lot of options out there for that. Uh-huh. And toys can be any toy. We distribute toys up to age 18. So toys for infants all the way up to teenagers and young adults are, you know, what we distribute and who we distribute to. So we accept toys for all ages, toys and items, because teenagers aren't all toys, but there's a lot of different items teenagers, you know, like as well. So we do all ages up to age 18.
Again, the campaign boxes will be out at locations in the area through December 5th. The distribution events are all being held at the Marshfield Fair Expo Building. The dates and times include Friday, December 8th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, December 9th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Monday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesday, December 12th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can find a list of locations that toys can be dropped off at for the Northwood County area within this story posted to our website.